Bishop Sheen once told the story of 30 lumberjacks up in Canada that wanted to go to confession one night during the penance service. And so the first one went in and he said, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 50 years since my last confession. Oh, I think I've broken every commandment. I think I've committed every sin." And the priest says, "Well, did you kill anybody?" And the lumberjack says, "No, Father, you're right. I did not kill anyone." And the priest says, "Go out and examine your conscience." And so he walks out and he sees the long line of 29 lumberjacks. And he says, "It's no use tonight, boys. He's only hearing murder cases." Well, confession is how we get rid of the sin that Jesus talks about in today's gospel. He talks about that we have to be willing to, he says, cut off our hand or cut off our feet or pluck out our eye if these things lead us into sin. But take a look at today's gospel, Mark chapter 9. And the Lord says some very powerful things. And in fact, I've been to many churches that they say they take the Bible literally, but I don't know. I've gone to their churches and they all still have their hands and their feet. They don't take this passage literally. What is the Lord talking about when he says if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off? Obviously, he's not talking about physically cutting off your hand. The church has never interpreted it that way. It's talking about getting rid of that sin. Maybe the person's hand is referring to the stealing. Maybe they steal. So the Lord is saying, cut that sin out of your life. Jesus says, if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. How can a person's feet lead them into sin? Well, maybe they go to places they should not go. Maybe somebody goes to a bar and they always get drunk at that bar. Well, they should not walk into that bar. So cut that sin out of your life. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Maybe the person's eyes they lead to envy or jealousy or lust. Jesus says, cut that sin out of your life. He could have just as well said, if your mouth causes you to sin by, maybe you tell lies or gossip, or your ears cause you to sin by listening to gossip. Jesus says, cut those sins out of your life. And don't put yourself into the near occasion of sin. Be smart. Get rid of it. So how do we get rid of these sins that the Lord is talking about today? By going to confession. When we go to confession, the divine physician takes his scalpel and he cuts away the sin from our life. See, cancer is to the body what sin is to the soul. Cancer is to the body what sin is to the soul. And if a person has a cancerous tumor, you go in and the surgeon gets rid of it. So we go to confession, and the divine physician, Jesus, through the priest, gets rid of that and cuts out that sin from our life. And that's why we go to confession, to get rid of these sins, to cut them out of our life, to give us surgery for the soul, to get rid of those cancerous sins that plague us and that affect our lives. So the Lord is saying, be willing to make any sacrifice it takes to get to heaven. And then I think the second point we can take from today's gospel is the very beginning of the gospel. Very interesting event occurred. John the Beloved, whom this parish is named after, he comes up to Jesus and says, "Lord, we saw somebody using your name to cast out demons, to do exorcisms, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't from our club, right? He wasn't part of our group. He wasn't one of the apostles." And the Lord said, "No, don't prevent him. He's doing good things, even though he might not be part of our club, he's not part of our group, But he's still using my name for good, for driving out demons. The Lord said, don't prevent him, because whoever is not against us is for us. Who's ever not against us is actually on our side, doing good things, doing the Lord's work. How do we interpret this? Well, this is a good basis for the ecumenical movement, ecumenism. Ecumenism means we work together with our brothers and sisters of other denominations or other religions that believe some of the same things that we believe and are working for the same causes. It could be the pro-life cause. It could be the sanctity of marriage between man and woman. It could be family causes. See, we work with other denominations, even if they're not necessarily part of our church. We work together. Because there are many wonderful people and wonderful organizations and other denominations and religions that they have some of the same beliefs we do. And when we're working together for the sanctity of human life, for the protection of the unborn, for the dignity of marriage between man and woman, for the good of the family, see, we work together. So Jesus says, if they're not against us, they're with us, so we can cooperate and work together with our brothers and sisters of other faiths or religions that believe some of these same things. So we work together. Jesus says, if they're not against us, they're on our side. And then lastly, the third point we can take from today's gospel is this very, again, very strong language Jesus speaks. He says, he gives a warning. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and were thrown into the sea. Wow, it'd be better if that happened to the person who led a little one astray. See, that would only kill their body, but what about their soul? So Jesus is saying here, be careful never to lead anyone into sin, especially the little ones, children or brand new believers, converts. So a little one could refer to children, of course, or young people. It also refers to really any Christian believer. So Jesus says, never lead anyone away from God. Never lead anyone into sin, because it'll be very serious for yourself if you do that. That's why we as priests, we try not to preach our own opinion, but to preach the truths of Jesus Christ and the church that he founded. That's why last week all the catechists came up and made their oath of fidelity, that they don't teach their own opinion or their personal views. They teach the teachings of Jesus Christ and the church. The beautiful oath of fidelity. And because we never want to lead another person into sin. And this is very important for priests. It's very important for catechists. Very important for parents and for grandparents. You want to give good advice to your children. You want to form them and bring them to church. Make sure they're in catechism, in CCD, to make sure they're learning the truths of the faith. That's why you bring your children to Mass. Because, you know, Jesus says, woe to those who lead little ones into sin. So whether it be priests or parents or grandparents, we have to make sure that we are leading our little ones to God and closer to the Lord. So I hope we take out from today's gospel those three points. Number one, make any sacrifice to get to heaven. Cut out sin from your life. Number two, let's work well. Let's work together with other denominations, other religions that are on the same page in regard to certain issues like marriage and family and pro-life. And third, let's never lead anyone into sin. Never give bad advice, never give bad teachings, but make sure that we as priests and you as parents are leading your children closer to God and to heaven.